This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, you can call us through the new Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us there as well, and you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. In the last hour, we were talking with a caller about the idea of the common good, which is, of course, a very hard thing to define, given that each individual might define it differently. So how do you really know what the common good is? Whose definition of it do you choose as the common good? And ultimately, really, the perspective comes down to the idea that, well, I don't believe, says the person who wants the government to handle charities and things like that. I don't believe in humans. I don't believe in their charitable, you know, ability. I don't believe that other men and women will give to their fellow man who is in need. And, of course, all the evidence flies in the face of that. People tend to be very, very generous, I think, when it comes to helping strangers even. Now, obviously, you can find examples of callous behavior when it comes to human beings. I mean, surely there's been plenty of undercover camera situations where they'll have somebody, like, you know, laying on the ground and they're in pain and, you know, busy city people are just walking by ignoring that person. I mean, certainly you can find examples of people being callous.
Oh, and you've got government bureaucrats that wind up putting spikes on park benches to make sure that people don't sit there more than 15 minutes, make sure people don't lay down.
Right.
Yeah. But we need the government to make sure that the homeless people have some place to sit and lay down, just not on public park benches.
Well, I mean, the idea does get, then that's a great point, but the people who want the government to handle this stuff, they don't believe in man's humanity towards man. But of course, if man is so cold and so callous, then why would they believe that the government would all of a sudden make that go away?
Because we need other men to steal money from you to make sure that good things.
The suggestion is that the government would only attract these good people, that the government, this agency of violence, this agency is monopoly on violence, this agency of coercive force, that it will somehow only attract to itself the people who are the most compassionate. And I don't think that there's evidence for that. So if you believe that human beings are bad inherently, because I think that's what these people believe, is that humans are bad, so we need the government around to counteract that. Well, if you believe that, then why would you think the government would not be subject to being run by bad humans? I mean, what sort of fantasy land are you living in? Now, I don't believe that. I think that humans are good by their nature, and I think there's a lot of evidence for it out there. Look at the charitable fundraising efforts for bad things that happen halfway across the world. I mean, a classic example, the old typhoon out in Thailand that, you know, just devastated, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of properties and lives and, you know, people. And you had like millions, if not $1 billion or something insane, come out of people halfway across the world in the United States who don't have any family out there that were affected by it. Or it could just simply be the guy's house who burned down across the town from you. You may never have met him or his family, but you can imagine how difficult life would be if your house burned down. So it's not hard to put yourself in the shoes and to empathize with the person who's the victim in that case and just say, you know, I really wouldn't want to be homeless, and especially in the wintertime or any time of the year, have all your possessions burn up, maybe have your dog, you know, get caught aflame or whatever. I mean, it's a horrible thing to have happen to anybody. It's not hard to find compassion for those people and say, yeah, I can spare $10. I can spare, you know, $20 to help that person, you know, get a new house to move into. So whether it be somebody across town that you don't know, or whether it be somebody halfway across the world that you don't know, people are charitable. They are giving towards their fellow human being, and there's so much evidence for that. For somebody to say that we need to have government in order to distribute wealth to those in need is absolutely ridiculous, and it ignores the fact that the government does a terrible job of it. For all the people that the government does help, and they do, you know, there are some people in need that get helped by the government. It's not that those people wouldn't be helped otherwise. They would be, and they'd be helped by more people who care, by volunteers.
It's that the government is inefficient at it.
Yeah, they're terrible at it.
You know, it's almost inverse. So private charities, on average, from the research that I've found, is that about 25%, and that's the upper end.
Yeah.
25% goes to overhead.
Meaning, when you say upper end, those are the more inefficient charities.
Correct.
At 25%.
And the rest goes to whatever the cause is. There are some really good charities where they say, you know, like, our executive director does not get a salary. Everything
right.
goes to, you know, what this cause is. Whereas with government, it's inverse to where only about 25% actually goes to whatever the, you know, supposed cause
right.
is, and the rest gets eaten up with overhead.
You know,
so the welfare programs, oh, they're benefiting people. They're benefiting paper pushers.
You were saying, Chris?
Yeah. No, it's I'm always amazed. People don't understand that for every good deed that the government does, somebody's making a buck off of it. And I can think of a number of examples where government has done stuff like implemented mandates to mandates that all employees must get health or have health insurance. And you think, oh, that's a good thing, right? Now everybody has health insurance. The problem is what actually happens is the funds
prices
end up,
go up.
Well, no, not even that. The funds end up getting pulled from the employees' paychecks that are not making a lot of money to begin with,
yeah.
which puts them out of the money they need to pay rent and, you know, feed themselves. And I actually know somebody who was basically deprived when Massachusetts passed the law that mandated health insurance for all employees that this happened to. And who actually ends up benefiting? It's private insurance companies.
Sure. Who are in bed with the government.
Right. So when you think, you know, you think the government's doing something good, to actual...
Scratch the surface
right,
and you'll find out.
If you look a little bit deeper, that's not what's really going on. It's a wealth redistribution program in most cases.
That's right.
That benefits only slightly, and maybe not even at all, and as the example of the insurance thing, not I would say not at all.
Right, because rates went up.
Right, right. Oh, and the best thing is, the same thing happened actually in New Jersey. So it happened in Massachusetts to the person, and then it happened again in New Jersey.
To the same person?
Same person. Actually, it was really, this is a great story, actually. So what happened in Massachusetts was the funds were taken from his paycheck. He actually ended up on the street, and, well, he ended up sleeping on somebody's couch, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, he was basically on the street. And employed, by the way, I should add.
Okay.
He supposedly had insurance. But not only did he get deprived of the funds for the insurance, he actually never even got the insurance. Mm. Because while the money was being taken from his paycheck, it ended up not, the employer never actually got the health insurance. Yeah. Then he ended up quitting. He ended up leaving and moving to New Jersey. And humorously, what happened in New Jersey was, so now he's out of work, doesn't have any job, and he supposedly is entitled to free health insurance. So he gets on this free health insurance, which I dispute, it was actually free. I mean, he was a taxpayer up to that point, so I mean, obviously he put in more money than he ever got anyway, so
right.
I would dispute that it was free. But the
this
point
is a New Jersey state insurance program?
This is a New Jersey state. They implemented a law that also did something similar.
Yep.
And there what happened was he actually attempted to use the health insurance that he got for him.
How dare he?
Well, hold on. So he was living in the middle of nowhere, and I mean, not in the middle of nowhere. He was actually at the heart of a city, the county seat, basically. And lots of hospitals, a major hospital for the area, and lots of doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
And the health insurance that the government provided didn't actually provide anything for him because he couldn't get, remember, no money because he doesn't have a job, couldn't actually get to the any of the doctors that were on the list that were covered by the health insurance.
When you say he couldn't get to them, what do you mean? Couldn't physically get there?
He couldn't physically get to them because he didn't have a car. He had a license, but he had no car, and he had no money. And so he had to drive 45 minutes to get to a doctor that would accept it. Now, eventually, he borrowed a car, but to get to the doctor. He got to the doctor, and before he actually went, he made sure with both the health insurance program and the doctor that they would take it. A week later, he shows up to this appointment. He gets denied health insurance. The doctor dropped insurance because the insurance was such garbage.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you on the radio with us. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You can also call on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. How'd you like to try out the best pillow you'll probably ever use? Nearly risk-free for up to 60 days. We're talking about MyPillow. No, not the one that I have or the one that Daryl has, but your own. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get your MyPillow at half off, or get two for the price of one. It is a great pillow. In fact, it's actually designed to be washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer, which is one of the things that makes it very special, but it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it works very well. Otherwise, I would have stopped using it right away. But I've been using it now for like close to 2 years of my life, and it's been great. So you can get one of yours over at MyPillow.com, code FTL, to get the 50% off deal. And if for some reason you decide you don't want it, you don't like it, you can send it back to the company. They will send you your purchase price back within the first 60 days. If you keep it beyond 60 days, they guarantee it's going to last you 10 years with their warranty. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Like Free Talk Live for half off as we continue here. I know you had more to your story, Chris. You were telling us about somebody who you know
yep.
that had a just an absolutely nightmarish experience, not just in Massachusetts with their government-mandated health care system, but then in New Jersey with their government-mandated
yes.
health care system.
Yeah, so the second in New Jersey, it was free, so to speak, because the person was unemployed. Oh, and the other thing was, it was funny because he had to prove his income. Well, how do you prove your income when you're not
have
making any money?
Yeah. How
anyway,
do you?
I don't know. I forget how he did it.
You show non-existent pay stub showing that you don't have a pay stub?
Well, that's
stub?
What they were asking for. It said you had to send them a pay stub. Well, if you don't have a job, you don't have a pay stub. And I think he ended up having to call them up and spend like an hour going from person to person to figure out how to get around this problem. And I think it might have been something like where he ended up having to sign some statement and something under perjury.
I see.
Perjury. And I think that's how he ended up, you know, getting
I swear that
yeah.
I am unemployed.
Yeah, I know in a lot of cases, though, you have to, like, get a homeless shelter or something like that to sign some of this stuff. Now, fortunately, in this case, I don't think he did have to do anything like that. But nonetheless, so he ended up having to go back another week later. Well, actually, probably it was more like many weeks later. After he switched doctors, he went through all the rigmarole and all that. Went back, he borrowed a car again, drove to the doctor again, 45 minutes away, and he was taken this time by this new doctor, but basically, he didn't have anything done. They wouldn't do any tests. They wouldn't see him for any length. His appointment was literally probably like less than a minute.
Mm.
It was just absurd. And he had to insist on these tests and then, you know, like to do the stuff they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they still didn't even do it. So it was like, so what's the point? What are we really paying for?
What good is this?
This is not helping anybody.
You see a man in a lab coat for 2 seconds, he then, you know, looks at you up and down and
yeah,
leaves.
I mean, if you think if your average person who has good health insurance or reasonably okay health insurance goes in and, you know, they don't see the doctor for very long, well, this was even worse than that.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I mean, well, that's what happens, right? One size fits all is going to be crap. It's just not going to work for a whole lot of people. And if you don't like it, what do you do about it? Complain to your congressman? I mean, you want to talk about a totally inefficient system as far as getting what you need, getting the treatment that you need to have for whatever the malady it is that is afflicting you. And the government is one of the worst ways to go about doing this. A lot of the people that tout the government healthcare system are people who've never used it. You know, we've heard from people who call from Canada on this show, and they'll say, "Oh, well, our system here is great." Well, how old are you? 35. Oh, so you've never had to go into.
Yeah, right. The studies on the waiting times for certain procedures in Canada is astronomical. And then there was the report not too long ago in the UK. Saying that certain procedures for anyone who is obese are not going to be allowed.
Oh,
people over certain ages, they're not going to. So basically,
they got the death panels that
they're
decide.
Preemptively triaging of, well, yeah. You fit into this category, so therefore we will not.
Right.
That, and you, interestingly enough, it's actually stressing out the systems in the United States, the healthcare systems here.
But because people come down here.
Uh-huh. Yep. Not even just that. That's another thing. I mean, because of the way the system has worked itself out, doctors here, we now have extraordinarily long wait times in the United States.
Well, some of them are quitting.
In a lot of places. Yeah, that too. But it's so things are actually getting worse here.
Yep.
From implementing the socialist ish system.
Well, because the government has, but even before the mandated Obamacare thing,
yeah.
the government had spent more than half the dollars in health care anyway, so it was mostly a government-controlled and mandated
system. And then there's also the thing to where area hospitals get to determine if another hospital gets built.
Wow. So
through something that's called a certificate of need, to where the local hospitals determine if there is a need.
Is that nationwide? Or
yeah.
Some areas?
No. It's a federal thing. The AMA has, you know, gotten all of these things to where you have to get a certificate of need. So there are a lot of rural areas of North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, where the closest hospital is maybe an hour and a half away.
Good luck.
Because, well, you can't build one here because, well, they've got one that's not that far away.
Yeah, the other hospital's
the
three towns
over. The population area, there's not that many people out here, so you're not going to be able to survive putting a hospital in rural Appalachia.
Right. The other hospital said they're fine. They've got plenty of beds. Come on over. Just get in the car and drive 2 hours when you have an emergency.
There's not a need for one.
So, So if you want people to be taken care of, then you let the marketplace and charity take care of it, and it's going to be done more efficiently. It's going to be done much better. And, Daryl, you already talked about the statistics. They're undeniable. The the people who are willing to help others, it's undeniable. But yet it's amazing that some people who care, supposedly who believe in liberty, can go back and re-embrace the state. And yet we've seen it happen. There was a blogger at freekeen.com several years ago who moved here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, and then proceeded to turn to the left and made a big deal about how he didn't believe that people would help each other, and so therefore they needed to be forced to help one another by government taxation. And now you've got this lady, Amanda Bolden, who moved here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. She got elected to a state house representative position, started hanging out with Democrats, got a new husband who was a Democrat, and all of a sudden she's turned completely to the left and thrown all of her libertarian brothers and sisters under the bus and basically said they're a bunch of child molesters and murderers, and that she's now hanging out with truly compassionate people, and she believes that we need to have taxes. I mean, it's amazing that somebody could be part of the liberty movement and then re-embrace coercion. It belies an individual who truly does not believe in the goodness of their fellow man.
I think woman. Some of the people don't know, they don't really know what's going on when they come up. They think they like it. They think they like the ideas and stuff. But they're not really knowledgeable about what it is that they're getting themselves into, and then somebody else convinces them of something else.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here 855-450 free like freedom and take control of the airwaves.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Here are numbers 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm and our Discord chat room where you can actually call in through Discord if you like or just chat with the other listeners at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
So happy to announce a brand new partnership with a website that has been around for, I'd say, a good solid... I mean, it's been around for more than a year, but it kind of launched big time last summer. It's called Liberty.menu, and it's something that a lot of people for a long time have talked about, and a lot of people have kind of, you know, there's been some attempts at doing this, but they've never really caught on. And the idea is a libertarian or liberty-minded business directory, basically.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And not just businesses, but also events.
Yep.
And
media.
Media, groups, etc.
Meetups, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Anything Liberty, you know, doing that you could do, like go shop at a business or go to a meetup or whatever. Liberty.menu. Easy to remember URLs. One of the things I really like about it. It's easy to remember it. And it's also a really easy to use system. Both you and I, Daryl, have gotten in there over the last, I think we started back in the summertime when they launched this thing. Just
yes,
to check it out.
Yes, at Shirefest.
Correct. And they have like a points system.
Yes, so
you
they
can,
do.
You can earn
That's
points.
Right? That's new, right?
New as of the summer, I think.
Yeah.
Right, when he relaunched over the summer.
So I was going to say, my business was on there prior to the relaunch.
I see.
So, yeah, and I know they didn't have that then.
Right, and so the idea is let's, you know, have an easy-to-use system that is based on a map, and you can look and you can see physically where, you know, these locations are,
yes,
of liberty-oriented businesses and other things.
And when the events are, and right, it's very easy to add things. I just wound up adding the Malik Center because it was not on there.
Excellent. And so you can go there, liberty.menu. You can register for an account. It's free, of course, to do that. And most importantly, posting to the site is actually free. So if you want to list something on the site, you can do that. Now, there is a way that they can monetize this, right?
Yeah, so you can upgrade the listing.
Add pictures and add...
You get a couple of pictures...
Included, for free.
Included,
yeah.
Right, so I'm not sure what the details are of the packages.
Well, we're going to figure all that out because we just started the agreement with liberty.menu today. We haven't hammered out all of what we need to say about it. But I've liked my experience with it so far.
The best thing is the social aspect that's built in. So you can rate and review businesses. You can rate and review events.
Okay.
And then other people can respond to that sort of thing. And you can wind up getting badges.
Badges.
Everybody likes badges,
you
right?
Need no stinking badges.
Well, if you use code FTL after registering, and it's not necessarily going to be during the registration process, and you can add an activity code at any point, but add code FTL and you get a Free Talk Live listener badge.
Oh, yeah. So go check it out, liberty.menu. If you haven't been there yet, I think you're going to be impressed with this, because there have been some other efforts in the past that have been less than impressive, lackluster. They never really went anywhere. And so the idea was, well, let's team up with liberty.menu, because our listeners have been asking for this for a long time. Some of them have been asking for this.
Yes.
And I know at one point Mark wanted to do it all himself, and I was like, Mark, there's already a great website. It's liberty.menu. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel here. Let's just talk to Patrick and Mari and the crew over there and see what we can work out. And we managed to work something out.
Yeah, so looking at what their various ad things are, you can wind up getting banner ads to where it'll help promote your event.
Over the other ones, yeah.
Right, so if somebody doesn't want to have to search, you can have that banner ad on there. You can also get featured listings to where your thing will wind up, being viewed more often than, again, somebody having to search. Because right now the default is, here's the most recent things that were added.
And you'll notice when you go there that the bulk of the locations are New Hampshire. That's because, Patrick and his family moved up here, the folks behind Liberty.menu. They moved up here and they launched the event they launched the site at the Somalia Fest and Shire Fest and Port Fest last year. And so obviously the first people they were talking about it to were in New Hampshire. But it's a global, I think, is it global or is it only U.S.?
I think it is global because you can set stuff to, anywhere.
Good.
It appears that there is something in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And there is also something in, this might be Canada?
So get on over there to liberty.menu, get an account, and put your stuff up there. Put your business up there. Put your activities up there.
And they don't have borders on their maps.
I love it. Liberty.menu, check them out. We're going to talk more about them, of course, in the future here on Free Talk Live. And so we were talking about charity and people helping others without using the government. And one of my favorite local charities here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, which we've actually talked about on the air before. In fact, we interviewed Don Primrose, who was the founder of this charity, simply because the way 100 Nights, which is a local homeless shelter, an independently run homeless shelter, the way it was founded was very, very interesting, and I thought that our listeners needed to know about it. And so we interviewed Don Primrose a long time ago. I think you can get that interview on our guest page at guest.freetalklive.com. Don's no longer on the board of directors there because 100 Nights has been around since 2009. He stepped down at some point. The founder moves on and does other things. But they've got a board of directors. And anyway, what happened in the very beginning was Don wanted to open up a homeless shelter that was only available during the 100 coldest nights of the year. And we're in New Hampshire. It gets cold here.
Very.
I would say there's probably going to be more than 100 cold nights this year. But it is the coldest nights of the year, so not, you know, the dead of winter. This gives people who need a shelter a place to go to and sleep. But it doesn't give them a permanent place. And this is one of the big differences between 100 Nights and, let's say, the government-run homeless shelters here in town, where the government-run homeless shelters, you get a room. You, as a homeless person, have your own room, and you can come back to that room anytime you want to. It's there for you. It's there all year round or whatever. And so, of course, that means that that person has no incentive whatsoever to go out and get their life on track and get their own place and not rely on the homeless shelter anymore. So Don wanted a place that would not create that reliance, that would hopefully create more independence, hopefully give homeless people a starting point where they can build something from. And so that was kind of the my understanding of...
Yeah, get back on your feet, right?
Part of his vision behind creating 100 Nights. So the idea is if you are down on your luck and you're homeless, which nobody wants to be, but some people end up that way, you can go to 100 Nights. You can check in at a certain point in the evening, and you will be given a bed. And, you know, you can bring some stuff in with you, but at the end of the night, in the morning, at 7 a.m., you gotta go. Doesn't matter where you go, but you can't stay there. So the bed that you had is not your bed. If you come back that night, because you can come back in the next night. It's, again, open the 100 nights of the year.
Well, as long as it's a cold night.
No, it's during that season. So if it warms up during the 100 coldest nights of the year, they're not going to turn it.
Calculated based on historical data from December 21st through the next 100 days.
It's basically the winter time.
Okay.
Right.
So the next night you come back, you got another bed for you. It's not the same bed. It's not the same place. You didn't get to keep any of your stuff in the homeless shelter. You have to leave the next morning. You have to take everything with you. And then you got to do whatever it is you do during the day. Maybe it's going to look for a job. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it is that you do.
Right. Now, they do have a warming station.
They do.
So they allow people to sit in during daytime.
Yep. And that is one of their functions.
I believe they do counseling, too.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. I
help you with a resume.
I did volunteer a little bit with them, so I'm a little bit aware of some of what they do.
So what I'm happy to announce here is that 100 Nights Homeless Shelter is now taking cryptocurrency for donations.
Cool.
In fact, you made a donation tonight, Chris.
I did, actually, yeah.
In Bitcoin Cash. And right now, so they started with Bitcoin Core, or BTC, and as of today, they added Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin as donation options. And right now, Bitcoin Cash is actually winning as far as it has the most donations to it. But we'll continue here. You can get the full story of it at freekeen.com.
Live from the Vertcoin studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, brought to you by Killian. 47 here on LRN.FM. Then you kill the faucet, be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments. We've got time for you. You join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Also, the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. There's a call-in line chat room there that you can call in to the show with. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. A little bit of bad news with the AMP program I want to share with you, and that is that I did a manual audit this week of the databases for the AMP program. AMP's been around since 2005, so it's been a long time that we've had this program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you, if you like what we do here, if you like the idea of us spreading freedom and liberty and peace, these messages that we have, cryptocurrency, around the world and around the United States on radio and online, then you can send $5 a month into the show via the AMP program, via credit cards, PayPal, via Bitcoin Core. So you can do it in various different ways and get some cool perks, like, you know, access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's a special AMP badge on the Free Talk Live forum. You now get access to the AMP-only Discord or the subscriber Discord that we have for supporters like amplifiers on our Discord chat. So there's a voice chat, there's a text chat for amplifiers. And so you get some cool perks if you sign up for it. One of the things that behind the scenes that has been going on is every week I take the time to go through the week's AMPs, meaning that if somebody signs up for AMP on Monday, you know, they'll get an email automated from the system saying, yeah, welcome to, you know, the AMP program. But at the end of the week, on the weekends, every week, I always go through what the automated system has sent me, and I just double check it. I have my own hand sort of curated database. So there's the database on the website that the site sort of automatically maintains, and then there's my database that I sort of, you know, manually maintain. Just because when we were forming the AMP system, you know, it's nice to have a personal touch on things rather than just having a robot send out emails or whatever.
Yep.
And also I wanted to make sure that the robot wasn't buggy, that there wasn't, you know, there weren't people falling through the cracks of the automated system. And for a long time, we had a lot of bugs, and so it had to be checked over. But I continued to check it over even after most of the bugs had been squashed, because you never know when something else is going to crop up. And in this case, I can't really blame the robot as much as I have to blame myself for this. But throughout the years, there were some issues with people not being sort of de-amped once their subscription expired or their credit card expired or their PayPal or whatever. You know, people drop off for some reasons. In fact, we've had far more people quit amping than, you know, currently are amping. I think we've got like 1,200 former amplifiers and just over 200 current amplifiers. So there's a lot of people who at one time have supported the show, and then for whatever reason they decided to put their money into other things or save their money because they planned on, you know, they were going to quit their job or got fired.
Or pass away.
Or that has happened too, obviously. So everybody's got their own story, and the way that I've always handled the AMP program is once an amplifier, always an amplifier. I've never taken away anybody's, you know, benefits from joining the AMP program just because they had to leave it. So, you know, that's always just sort of been something I've done. But there has been a status on the AMP site, meaning that, or on the Free Talk Live website, meaning that on your account, if you join the AMP program, it says, you know, if you did $5 a month, you're a silver amplifier, and it says that on your account. That, when your account expires, will go away. So the status goes away, but you still get the AMP emails, you still have access to the AMP-only chat rooms, the AMP 4. So all the benefits are there still for somebody that quits or you know, for whatever reason has to leave the AMP program, except for that status, you know, under your name on the website. And so when there was like this disconnect between PayPal and our site, and again, as I said, there's been these bugs, and so when somebody would have their PayPal cancel, and I would see that email come through, I would have to go and like manually de-amp them from the site because of a disconnect in the linkage that, yeah, that we had. And what I was doing wrong was I was just changing their status from AMP to non-AMP. I wasn't actually canceling the what they call the commerce license behind the scenes. So even though it looked like the person was no longer an amplifier, behind the scenes, the system was still calculating them as an amplifier. They weren't being charged. So, like, as far as they were concerned, it was they were done. But the system was still calculating them as an amplifier for the total that we have. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, there's a certain total ampage. Like, it's $2,200 right now. Earlier this week, that was around $2,700. So I literally went in and I found $500 per month's worth of amplifiers who weren't really amplifiers, but the system was still counting them as amplifiers. So we've had basically been $500 per month over the AMP budget simply because of, you know, various different bugs over the years and my incompetence in you know, correctly de-amping people that weren't automatically de-amped correctly by the system. So because of that, I spent, you know, a few hours going through manually every single account to look and see, okay, did this person, is this person still active, searching their emails to see, well, okay, well, here they
are. Wow, that must have taken forever.
It took a few hours to go through that person by person. And, you know, obviously the news wasn't good afterwards. The AMP total dropped from $2,700 to $2,200-something. And so, but the good news is now, you know, the difference between the databases is like within $15 instead of within $500 or $600. And so they're much more accurate between the two of them now. And so I feel more comfortable that 2,200 some AMP is the accurate AMP number that we have. But that does mean that you know, we didn't have near as much AMP money coming in as we thought that that we did, which doesn't mean really much at all to you in that, you know, we were still spending money from other places because money's fungible. So, you know, the money that we were spending on the AMP program that we didn't really have to spend was just money that, you know, I was spending on the AMP program that didn't come from AMP.
It's coming from your pocket instead of...
It's coming from the church.
Yeah, it's coming
from the Shire Free Church. So, you know, everybody's been getting paid, right? Daryl's been getting paid for doing affiliate relations as part of the AMP program. Our guy, Skip Jokel, who is our talk show, like, veteran guy who helps bring us radio stations. In fact, he's he just brought us a news station that we can't really announce yet, but hopefully it's going to be a big announcement when it finally happens. So, you know, he's been getting paid. Everybody's been getting what they've expected to get. But I just wanted to let you know, in case you were to go to amp.freetalklive.com and wonder, what the hell happened to the total? It wasn't that we had a big mass exodus this week of angry listeners who were like
what
canceling.
What did you do, Ian?
No, it wasn't that at all. It was just, you know, a combination of bugs and user incompetence in my case. So now you know. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So if you thought we were almost going to hit $2,800, well, now we're much further away from our goal in that case. And so if you thought you were an amplifier and you weren't actually amping, well, you might have gotten a cancellation notice this week. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It's $5 a month. You get some cool perks, and it makes a difference to us. It allows us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get on more stations, which we're at 175 stations now, by the way. And nice. I don't know if that's quite a record because we've been sort of plateaued for a while at around 170, 165, 175. So we'll lose a few, we'll gain a few. And hopefully we're going to be getting some more on board here shortly. It's been a great month, by the way. We brought like six stations on board in the month of January, which was really good. So thank you. Thank you to everybody that supports the program. And if you can't afford to amp the show, well, you know, share Free Talk Live with your friends and your family on social media and let them know that you're listening to the program. Share the new Twitch video links that we have over at twitch.lrn.fm. People can watch us live there. So we brought new features on this month that we never had before, like the Discord and the Twitch channel, and those things have been going great. But if you want us to do more and you want us to get out there more, then please, it's $5 a month and you get some cool perks. And you can't expect other people to do it for you. Like, we're at a, I wouldn't say it's not an all-time low, but it's certainly a recent low, because as of the last couple of years, we've had as many as 300 amplifiers, and now we're just above 200. So we've sort of, over time, as people have different circumstances in their life, they, you know, hey, I have to drop away from the AMP program. You need to save $5 a month. You cut AMP. And, you know, you cut the other donations or whatever that you're making. But if you can't afford $5 a month, it makes a difference to us, and it helps us market effectively to new radio stations and bring new Internet listeners on board and such. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. New Mexico, they had reports of 4,800 human trafficking reports. So that means like New Mexico is like the sex trafficking, sex slavery state, and it's like most it happens mostly to illegals. I realize that they busted
the Where are you getting this information, Sarah?
Well, it was announced on the FM news station 89.9. They busted the massage parlors that was run by the Chinese, and of course
you're bringing up a really interesting conversation. I'm sorry that we didn't have much more time to talk about this, but I would love to talk about how ending the prohibition on prostitution will actually reduce human trafficking.
Right, and well, the newest fad, and I say newest fad, it's been around for a couple of years, is to convince every prostitute that they were trafficked. So every prostitute that gets arrested is an alleged victim of sex trafficking.
Which is ridiculous. Unfortunately, we don't have time to discuss it here tonight. There are some interesting prostitution-related bills up for hearing this year in New Hampshire, and I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point in the future. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Rank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Rank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.